Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 14 of the letters of John. Today's title is The Benefits in His Family. Boyd K. Packer said, "You are a child of God. He is father of your spirit. Spiritually, you are of noble birth, the offspring of the King of Heaven. Fix that truth in your mind and hold on to it. However many generations in your mortal ancestry, no matter what race or people you represent, the pedigree of your spirit can be written on a single line. You are a child of God." Our text today is 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. "I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one." There has been much debate around these verses concerning the meaning of fathers, young men, and children. Some scholars believe that these terms speak to three different groups of people according to their physical stages. Other people say that these are three levels of spiritual maturity in the life of a believer. We do know that John is writing to believers about their fellowship with God. Let's look first at what John says that little children know. Little children in God's family know that their sins are forgiven. God forgives your sins the moment you are born again into His family through salvation. The greatest and first blessing for any believer is that God has taken away their sins. Scripture teaches that God does four things when He forgives your sin at the point of salvation. Psalm 103:12 points out that God removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. Jeremiah 31:34 declares that when God forgives, He remembers our sins no more. Isaiah 38:17 states that God has cast all my sins behind His back. Micah 7:19 announces that God cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. All these pictures show what God does to the sins of His little children. The moment we are born again spiritually, the greatest benefit of all has taken place. John says that children know the Father, but the older you grow spiritually, the more you should know your Father. Next, John states what fathers know. Fathers know Him who is from the beginning, twice. In these verses, John said that he wrote these things so that fathers will know the God who has no beginning. As we grow and mature in Christ, we understand that we know the God of eternity. He is the God who always was and who will forever be. When we grow into spiritual maturity, we begin to understand that God is bigger than we can fathom. As God told Isaiah, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts," as seen in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9. Little children know they are forgiven and that they know the Father. Fathers begin to grasp the enormity of God. In between, young men overcome the evil one. Spiritual growing young men are strong and the Word of God abides in them. That is how they overcome the evil one. The Word of God gives them strength to battle the evil one. John writes his letters so that believers will realize what they should know as they grow up in Christ. If you know what you should know in your growing relationship with Jesus, you realize that God has blessed you with tremendous benefits that come from being in His family. Here are some questions. Where are you currently in the growth pattern of your Christian life? What has caused spiritual growth spurts? What has stunted your spiritual growth? What you know in your relationship with God shows how much you have grown. Are you continually learning more about God as you grow up spiritually? What is God currently teaching you about Himself? Spend some time today reflecting on the following quote from Max Lucado. To call yourself a child of God is one thing. To be called a child of God by those who watch your life is another thing altogether. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.